So once again, welcome everyone. Very glad to be here with you. People, devotees who are here in person or devotees who are attending virtually through the audio conference call or through Facebook Live, whatever means. So welcome everyone. So as you know, we have been discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. And right now we are discussing third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And the topic of the four Kumaras entering into Vaikuntha. So last time we discussed the description of Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha Jagatka Darshan. So when we hear this Hari Katha, Krishna Katha, Ram Katha, Bhagavat Katha, we should hear this very attentively. Without any feeling of pride, envy, we should know that this Bhagavat Katha, Hari Katha, this is to remove all these materialistic conceptions of life and make us eligible to go back to spiritual world. So giving up all the bodily conceptions, we should enter deeper into this Bhagavad Gita. See, this body, this temporary, we all have understood that one, at least we have heard many times. If we have not understood, but we have heard many times, this body is temporary. So giving up, rising above these bodily designations without any pride in the heart based on our bodily designations, we should enter deeper into Bhagavad. For this body, there is only three destinations. Sabka teen tarah ka hi final destination hai. Right? For this body, what are the three destinations one would have? Either the body will enter into the fire. Ya to body ko jalaya jayega. If the body doesn't get into fire, maybe then it will be buried in the ground. Ya to body ko sharir ko jalaya jayega, ya to phir dafnaya jayega. और अगर ये दोनों भी नहीं हुए तो तीसरा क्या है? पानी में बहाया जाएगा. Right? It will put into the water. So these are the best three possible things for the body. So we should rise above this bodily conception and enter into Bhagavad Katha. Bhagavad Katha, Hari Katha, this is also considered as another Ganga. Like we know one Ganga, River Ganga. Right? So one is River Ganga, Bhagavad Katha is Katha Ganga. People take dip into the Ganges water and they become purified. All their sinful reaction may be eradicated, but the sinful tendency still remains. Log jaate hain Haridwar Ganga snan karne ke liye. क्या बोलते हैं? गंगा में नहाकर हम पवित्र हो गए, पाप खुल गए. सो द गैंजेस कैन रिलीव द सिंपल रिएक्शन, बट टेकिंग अ डिप इनटू द गैंजेस ऑफ भागवत कथा नॉट ओनली रिमूव्स द सिंपल रिएक्शन, इट रिमूव्स द सिंपल टेंडेंसीज आल्सो. राइट? बाय हियरिंग हरि कथा वी गेट रिड ऑफ दोस सिंपल टेंडेंसीज आल्सो. और एक बात और बताओ, वन मोर थिंग, समटाइम पीपल कैन ड्राउन इन गैंजेस. अगर गंगा स्नान करने जाए तो गंगा में डूब भी सकते हैं, डूब कर मर भी सकते हैं. बट इफ समबडी ड्राउन्स इन द गैंजेस ऑफ भागवत कथा, दे विल बी डिलीवर्ड. गंगा में डूब कर मर सकते हैं, भागवत कथा की गंगा में डूब कर तर सकते हैं फ्रॉम दिस ओशन ऑफ मटीरियल वर्ल्ड. So we should have very respectful attitude towards Hari Katha, when we hear this Bhagavad Katha, Hari Katha, Ram Katha, Krishna Katha, it applies to all these. There's no difference in that. So with that mindset, we should enter into Bhagavatam. And Bhagavatam itself, it describes, right, in second canto of Bhagavatam, we heard that. It describes, Shrunvatam Shradhyam Nityam Granthaschashtvacheshitam Kalena Na Ati Dirgena Bhagwan Vishvehriday. If we hear, if somebody hears this Srimad Bhagavatam regularly, and with the great endeavor, taking this matter very seriously, what will happen? Kalena na ati dirghena. Not in very long duration of time. The Lord will appear in our heart. Bhagwan vishate hriday. And when Lord enters, He appears in our heart, what will happen? Dunoti kshamalam Krishna. Krishna cleanses our heart. Right? So we want to clean our heart. We want to cleanse this heart which is so dark with so many of anarthas in the heart. We need to cleanse this heart. And the cleansing of heart happens by hearing Harikatha, by chanting the holy name. Cheto darpana marjana. So we need to cleanse this heart. And Lord Himself takes that task of cleansing our heart. All we have to do is seriously and sincerely engage in this process of Shravanam Kirtanam. So with that, we will enter into our today's session of Bhagavad Katha. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udhirai Nashta Praeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavate Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmetam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Landhayate Girim Yatripatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinataya Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyeshwaram Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Dinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasakti Deshatarine Namo Mahavidanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurakshay Namah Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanam Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripasindhubhyayvacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Radha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Ram, हरे हरे।
Okay, so last time we were discussing the description of Vaikuntha being described by Lord Brahma to all the Devi Devatas, all the demigods. Because when Diti became pregnant, she was carrying these two children in her womb, the whole three worlds became filled with darkness. And all the Devi Devatas, they became very afraid, very scared, not knowing what is this, why is this whole darkness engulfing the whole three worlds. So they approached Lord Brahma, and Lord Brahma started describing the root cause of this darkness.
Can you remove that extra mic from this?
Just take it off. No, you have to pull it out. Hare Krishna. I guess it's better now. No ego coming. So Brahmaji started describing the description of the Vaikuntha Loka. And what is Brahmaji is describing? He described the people. And maybe turn it also a little bit more. No, other way. So Brahmaji is describing, you can lower the volume also a little bit, slightly. Okay. Sorry for that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Brahmaji described the description of Vaikuntha Jagat. What was he describing? The Vaikuntha men, how the people in Vaikuntha look like. They all appear like Lord Vishnu with four-handed form, very beautiful, very handsome, garmented in yellow garments, with flower garlands, and their whole consciousness is absorbed in glorifying the Supreme Lord. They are always engaged in devotional service. And then Brahmaji describes about the Vaikuntha Lord, who is the master of everybody, who is the cause behind everything. And he is always eager to attract the people back to the spiritual world, back to Vaikuntha Loka. Then Brahmaji described about Vaikuntha forest, the forest in Vaikuntha filled with Kalpa Vriksha. All the trees are desire fulfilling tree, and they provide the fruits for all seasons. So here we have to wait for a particular fruit for a particular season. There everything is available all the time. Not just fruits, they can provide anything. You go in front of a banana tree and ask for a mango. Mango shake will come. So that is Vaikuntha forest filled with Kalpa Vriksha. And then Brahmaji described Vaikuntha couples. So in Vaikuntha also there are husband and wife. And they are traveling in the aeroplanes. And the women are so beautiful and men are so handsome, still the husband and wife, the men and women, they don't have attraction towards each other in terms of their own sense enjoyment. All they are engaged in serving the Lord, glorifying the Lord. And the planes are also like not ordinary plane of this material world. Here when the plane starts, there's gurgur sound. The plane of spiritual world, it travels with the speed of mind. There is no noise, there is no pollution, there is no gasoline needed. How wonderful that will be. Here we want to save pollution, and then we want to go behind electric ones, right? Electric cars trend is coming, but I don't know about electric planes. There is no scope for, as of now, electric planes. So in spiritual world, the planes are so wonderful, and they are so huge and made with all the different pearls and diamonds. They are studded with all these beautiful things. They have so many rooms, gardens on the plane. And then Brahmaji described about Vaikuntha birds. There are so many beautiful birds in Vaikuntha, like the peacocks, the swan, the parrots, the cuckoo, who can sing so attractively, so nicely. But when a bumblebee comes, humming, bumblebee makes what sound? And all the birds, they stop making their own sound, their own noises, their own singing. And they focus on hearing the sound of this bumblebee. Why? Because the bumblebee gets very closer to the Lord. Lord is wearing the flower garlands, the Tulsi garland. And the bumblebee goes very close to the Lord, smelling, being attracted by the fragrance of those flowers. And the bumblebee comes, all the other birds are thinking, oh, this bumblebee has gone very close to the Lord, and now he is coming and telling everybody what Lord is doing. Oh, listen everybody carefully, Lord is doing this now, Lord is doing that now. So bumblebee is doing Harikatha, and everybody stop their own noises and very carefully listen to the sound of bumblebee. Indirectly, what we understand is there is no envy in the spiritual world. The other birds which can make very nice attractive sounds, they can sing very nicely, they are not feeling pride or envy that who is this little small creature, bumblebee, we are special, we are better than him. And then Brahmaji describes about the Vaikuntha flowers. So in Vaikuntha there are so many fragrant flowers. Actually there are flowers, when the air, the breeze goes through the flower, it just doesn't take only the fragrance of the flowers. Along with the fragrance, it takes the nectar also from the flowers. So the nectar, the honey, is mixed in the air, and the air is carrying this fragrance and the nectar. And when this nectar, this fragrance of air, reaches the noses of all these Vaikuntha people, they are not thinking of enjoying. They actually consider it as a distraction to their devotional service. That is their consciousness. And these flowers, the so many beautiful flowers with nice fragrance, the Parijata and Lily, and there are so many different names, we don't even find those flowers in this material world. Actually, if one of those flowers come to earth, the whole earth can be flooded with fragrance. Just like one flower. And all these flowers, they pay obeisances to Tulsi Devi. When the Tulsi flower comes, Tulsi leaf comes, all these flowers, they pay obeisances, knowing Tulsi is very dear to Lord. Tulsi gets a special place in the garlands of the Lord. And knowing the austerities of Tulsi Devi, how much austerities Tulsi has performed, and that's why how she has got that special position, being dear to the Lord. They are very respectful to the Tulsi. So again, no envy, no pride. So in this way, Brahmaji described the description of spiritual world. He described the woman also, Vaikuntha woman. All these women, the crores and crores of women, all the women are like Lakshmi Devi. They are as beautiful as Lakshmi Devi. They are wearing nice garments and nice ornaments, and they are all serving the Supreme Lord with Tulsi leaves in their own gardens. So overall everybody is engaged in the service of the Lord, and the Lord also reciprocates with everybody in a very favorable way. The mercy of the Lord will be there next as we move forward. So after describing this, now Brahmaji describe who are the people who can enter into Vaikuntha and which type of people cannot enter into Vaikuntha. Right? The people who are always attracted to hearing Harikatha, the glories of the Lord, who have the bodily transformations while hearing this Harikatha, they become eligible to enter into Vaikuntha. But the people who have no attraction to hear about Harikatha, whose consciousness is absorbed in hearing all the mundane topics, kukatha, right? Bhagavatam uses the word kukatha. They are attracted to hearing all the mundane topics like politics, sports, gossip, movies, Hollywood, Bollywood, whose consciousness is absorbed in all that. And their consciousness becomes degraded. Intelligence is all swollen up. because of all these mundane topics. These people have no scope of reaching that spiritual world, that Vaikuntha Zara. And then Brahma did describe now what happens next. After describing this spiritual world, Brahma said, once the four Kumaras, my son, my original son, the first born son from me, they entered into the spiritual world. They entered into the spiritual sky on the strength of this Yoga Maya potency. And they entered into the spiritual world, into the Vaikuntha world. They crossed the six gates of Vaikuntha. They saw the beauty of these six gates. All these six gates were very beautifully decorated with many different things, with gold and all other beautiful pearls and diamonds. They were not attracted to all that. They entered through the six gates without being stopped by anybody. And they approached the seventh gate of Vaikuntha. At the seventh gate, they saw these two effulgent personalities who looked very young, who were of the same age, wearing yellow garments, holding the Shankh Chakra Gada Padam. They looked of same age and they were decorated with flower garlands. So what is the description of these two personalities standing at the seventh gate of Vaikuntha? They looked of same age. It signifies that in Vaikuntha Jagat, everybody looks very youthful. There is no old age. Everybody looks of the same age. And these two doorkeepers of the Lord, they are of the name Jay and Vijay, who are guarding this seventh gate of Vaikuntha. And they look somewhat agitated, with red eyes. And as soon as these four Kumaras approached the seventh gate, they were just thinking of entering through the seventh gate also, as they entered through the other six gates without being stopped by anybody. But as soon as they approached the seventh gate, they were stopped by these two doorkeepers, Jay and Vijay. They put their dandas in the front, their staff in the front, and they stopped these four Kumaras. Rukja, where are you going? So they saw these four Kumaras. How did these four Kumaras look like? How did these four Kumaras appear? They appear just like small children, 5-year-old, without any clothes. As a small child, right, wanders around in the house, sometimes without any clothes. So these four Kumaras, even though they are the eldest ones in the material world, they are the first sons of Brahma, but based on their yogic potency, they just stayed like the 5-year-old children. So the doorkeepers, Jay Vijay, they assume these four saintly people to be just like four small children. And they stopped them. Their thinking was, they did not consider what will be the desire of the Lord. They just speculated from their own side, thinking these are small children. Usually small children, wherever they go, they create disturbance. And inside, in the inner chambers of the Lord, what is happening? It's Harinam going on. That everybody is chanting the holy name, everybody is singing the glories of the Lord. And small children will run around here and there, they will make havoc, they will create disturbance. So thinking like that, Jayavijay stopped them. Rukta. They did not even ask, who are you? From where are you coming? Where do you want to go? They stop these four Kumaras. They generally, if you are given some service in the temple, let's say, just draw the parallels with this scenario. And so there's a big festival in the temple, Janmashtami festival or Rath Yatra festival, and you have the service to manage the crowd. You are at the entrance gate. And on the board there is written, no entry from here. Everybody should leave their shoes on the other side at the shoe stall and then enter from this particular area. And some people still enter, want to enter from that closed entry. And there is one person standing there, one devotee standing there, doing his service to guide people. What will be the general scenario? If somebody approaches there, you will greet that person, Hare Krishna. How are you? Actually, this is not the right entry. You should come from there. So these two doorkeepers did not do anything such like that. They did not ask, who are you? How did you enter into Vaikuntha? Where you are going? They just stopped them. And what is the mentality of the children? Because the four Kumaras were like small children. And what do the children do when they are asked to not do something? They want to do that. Right? And they become angry. If you ask child not to touch something, they want to touch it more. And when you stop them, they become angry. And they scream and they roll on the ground. Four Kumaras should not do anything like that, rolling on the ground and all that, because they were saintly people, actually very old person, just looking like small children. So these four Kumaras became very angry. Why did they become angry? They had come there with a desire to see the Lord. Right? So they had a very strong desire to see the Lord face to face. And they were thinking, we'll enter through this door also and then we will be able to see the Lord face to face. So their desire, because of their desire to see the Lord, when that desire was not fulfilled, when that desire was checked, then came the younger brother of desire. Who is the younger brother of desire? So Kama. Kama is desire. And the younger brother of desire, Kamanuja, is Krodha. Kama Krodha Vijayate. Right? In Bhagavad Gita also Lord Krishna says, Dhyayato Vishayan Pumsa. When we keep meditating on particular object, then we develop attachment for that. And with that comes the desire to attain that object. And when that object is not attained, then comes the younger brother of Kama, Krodha. Kama Krodho Vijayate. So these four Kumaras became very angry. How dare? Who are you? Stopping us to enter from here. What do you think? That somebody, some enemy can enter in the spiritual world, in Vaikuntha Jagat? Do you really think some enemy can enter here? What is your fear? What is your anxiety? This is spiritual world, Vaikuntha Jagat, which is free from any anxiety, which is free from any fear, which is free from any enmity. Nobody can enter here without proper qualification. So what do you think? Somebody, enemy can come and somebody can hurt somebody here? You think we can hurt your people here? In the spiritual world. So we think you two people don't have the proper disposition. Looks like you are the pretenders. Who made you eligible to come into spiritual world and gave you this position? You are not eligible for this. Looks like you two are the pretenders. Atmavan Manate Jagat. Other people see others also like himself. So you are thinking us, you are stopping us, thinking that we may cause some problem, as if we are the enemy here. Looks like you guys are like that. You have the enmity tendency. You don't belong here. We want to... So they started thinking that how should we punish these two doorkeepers? So because the Sanat Kumaras, they were offended. Right? So Jaya Vijay did offense towards the Sanat Kumaras. So it was like a Vaishnava Prat. Because the four Kumaras, they were very great spiritualists, transcendentalists, and they had a desire to see the Lord, and these two doorkeepers, Jaya Vijay, they offended them. So this happens, like as I mentioned earlier. So if you are given a particular service, very important service, to manage the crowd of entering during the festival time, and you speak rudely to the devotees who are coming to take darshan, that devotee will be offended. Even though that person may not take the offense, but from that side, this devotee has committed offense. So Jayavijaya committed offense towards the four Kumaras, and four Kumaras became angry, and they said, we have to teach them a lesson. We have to punish them, and the punishment has to be apt for them to ultimately do the benefit to them. See, now that is also the sentimentality. Even if somebody may become angry, they want to correct that person, teach that person, they may give some punishment, but the purpose of that punishment is actually to do the benefit to these people, to the offender. So they said, what should be the punishment for these two offenders? We give you the curse that you have to fall down from Vaikuntha into the material world. See, you have this enmity tendency or this filled with fear or anxiety, that is not the place here. These things belong to this material world. Kuntha Jagat. Vaikuntha is free from any anxiety. So you should fall back to the material world. So now this is a conflict. Right? There is conflict arose between the four Kumaras and Jayavijaya. So if there is a conflict between two devotees, they need to sort out that conflict. In first place, why does the conflict arise? When everybody is thinking about themselves, without thinking about what Krishna wants in this particular situation. When we don't keep Krishna in the center, we think based on our own speculation, our own mentality, that leads to conflicts. So the conflict arose between Jayavijaya and four Kumaras. And how to solve this conflict? So Jayavijaya committed this offense, and when the Kumaras cursed them, they immediately, when the Kumaras, four Kumaras became angry, Jayavijaya actually immediately realized their mistake. And they fell down at the feet of four Kumaras. That we are very sorry, we stopped you from entering, we did not know who you are. It was not the right thing from our side to do, to act in that way. We are very sorry about that, but we accept our mistake. So conflict resolution, rule number one, accepting the mistake. Right, so both parties, they need to accept the mistake, thinking if the problem has come, there should be something, my contribution also in the problem. The problem hasn't come from itself, from nowhere. I also have some contribution in the problem. So accepting that. And this Jayavijaya, they were repenting. We are very sorry with that. So they accepted their mistake and they were repenting and they want to rectify the problem. So these are the three different things needed for conflict resolution. Acceptance, repentance and rectification. So they said, we accept your curse. We are ready to go wherever you want us to go. We can fall from Vaikuntha to material world, from Vaikuntha Jagat to Kuntha Jagat. But we want your favor. We want one favor from you. And that is, please grant us this benediction that we may never forget the Supreme Lord. So when Jayavijaya fell at the feet of these four Kumaras and they were speaking like that, so on the inside, what is happening on the inside? Lord Vishnu, he is hearing there is some noise coming from the door. Right? Some quarrel happening. And Lord Vishnu, along with his associates, he came out of his inner chambers. He came along with his associates, along with Lakshmi Devi and other associates and Garuda, on his foot, walking on the foot, Lord came at the entrance. Now, as soon as the Lord appeared there, the four Kumaras saw the Supreme Lord. They saw the beauty of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord, he is decorated with yellow garments, with a nice golden crown studded with many different diamonds and pearls. His makara shape, the makaratra earrings, which are becoming more beautiful because of the effulgence of the Lord. It's not that they are enhancing the beauty of the Lord, but the earrings are becoming more beautiful because of the beauty of the Lord. And there are armbands in the arms. He is wearing a nice ornament, the ornamented belt on his waist. He is wearing the Kastuba jewel and associated with Lakshmi Devi. So Lord appeared there and the four Kumaras saw the beauty of the Lord. And then as soon as the air carrying the aroma from the lotus feet of the Lord, which was mixed with the fragrance of the tulsi offered at the feet of the Lord, that air, the breeze with that aroma entered into the nostrils of these four Kumaras. So immediately they had transformation of their heart. So who is describing this? This is Brahma describing to all the Devi Devatas. And Brahma is telling these Devi Devatas that, my dear demigods, this Supreme Lord who manifested himself at the entrance door, hearing some noise coming, this quarrel happening between the four Kumaras and Jai Vijay. So he is the Supreme Lord, he is worshipable by me, he is worshipped by Lord Shiva, and he is worshipable by all of you. Okay, so he is the Supreme Lord who is worshipped by all the different Devi Devatas also, including Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and all other Devi Devatas. So the Lord appeared there, the breeze carrying the aroma of tulsi leaves entered into the nostrils of four Kumaras. Immediately they experience change in their body and mind. So earlier these four Kumaras, they were actually Brahmavadis. They were attached to the Brahman, Brahman effulgence. And once Brahma told them, actually Lord is not just Brahman, he is not just the effulgence. He has his very personal form, very beautiful form, and you should go sometime and see the personal form of the Lord. So that's how these four Kumaras got the desire to see the Lord face to face. And with the Yoga Maya potency, with the help of that, they entered into Vaikuntha. So this whole scene was actually orchestrated by Lord himself. It was all arranged by the Lord. So the four Kumaras, earlier they were Brahmavadis, but as soon as they saw this beautiful form of the Lord, they smelled the aroma of the tulsi offered at the feet of the Lord, they were attracted to the personal form. They became the devotees. But now, because they also had committed offense, so earlier Jai Vijay committed offense towards the four Kumaras by stopping them, but this four Kumaras also became angry. They went to the level of cursing them to fall down from spiritual world to material world. So these four Kumaras also offended Jai Vijay, who are the associates of the Lord. Wo Bhagwan ke parshad hain. Aur Bhagwan ke parshad ke upar krodh karke unhone bhi Vaishnava aparadh kiya. So both of them have done Vaishnava aparadh. Big conflict. And they are also now thinking, oh, we also made a mistake. We should not have acted in that way. We have offended the close associates of the Lord. So they have the transformation of their heart and mind. And as soon as the Lord came there, how was Lord standing there? Actually, what was Lord's description? He was associated with Lakshmi and Garuda. So he was keeping his one hand, one elbow on the shoulder of Garuda. And with the other hand, he was twirling a flower. Like, just imagine, two people, two friends are standing. One friend keeps the arm on the other friend's arm, and in one arm or in one hand, people don't twirl flower, they twirl their car keys or something. So just imagine that scene. Lord is keeping one arm on the Garuda's shoulder and in one hand is twirling a flower, lotus flower. So that was the beautiful appearance of the Lord there. And as soon as he came, he is like a mediator between the two parties. When there is a conflict, there has to be a third person to make the negotiation. Right? So, even before the Lord spoke anything, already the conflict resolution has started. There is already a change in heart of the four Kumaras also, and they also want to correct their action. So, what do the four Kumaras say? They start glorifying the Supreme Lord. They said, "You are very dear to us, and you are not manifested in front of foolish people. Even though you are seated in everybody's heart, but not everybody can perceive your presence. But now we are able to see you face to face, although you are unlimited. We have heard about you from our father Brahma, but now we are able to see you directly in front of us. Face to face we are able to take your darshan." And people who are intelligent people, they engage in hearing about your glories, narrations of your auspicious activities and pastimes. They are engaged in hearing about your Harikatha and your holy name and chanting your holy name, which is the subject matter worth for everybody to hear and chant. And such people who are so much attracted to hearing your katha and chanting your holy name, they are not even attracted to liberation, the impersonal merging into the Brahman, what to speak of all the other material benefits. So now they come to the point, because they had this feeling in the heart that we have offended the associates of the Lord. So they say, "We pray to you that let us be born into the hellish condition of life." So why they are saying that? Because they are also accepting their mistake. They are also repenting. And they are praying to the Lord, "Let us be born into the hellish conditions of life. As long as our hearts and minds are engaged in your service, at your lotus feet, we are okay with that. So let us be born into hellish condition of life, but please give us this benediction that we can always chant your holy name, we can always remember you, your face, and we can always hear your Harikatha." This is what Jaimijaya also asked earlier for Kumaras, right? "We are okay to fall down, but please give, grant us this benediction that we may not forget the Supreme Lord." So Jaimijaya also asking like that, even though Lord has not started speaking anything. So then the Lord started to speak, started to address these four Kumaras. And now pay attention, what does the Lord say? His magnanimity, his humility. He is the Supreme Lord, but his humility towards the Brahmanas, towards the devotees. So Lord says, "These attendants of mine, these doorkeepers Jaya and Vijaya, they have committed a great offense towards you. Because they did not consider my desire, they were thinking about based on their own mind and intelligence." So Lord said, yes, they have made a great mistake, offense towards you. "And because of that offense, I approve the punishment whatever you have given to these devotees of mine. I approve that. So I accept, yes, they have committed offense, and I approve the punishment what you have given to them. Why? Because for me, the Brahmanas are the highest, and they are the most beloved to me. They are the most beloved people to me. And you poor people, poor Kumaras, you are the great Brahmanas, the great renounced, the transcendentalist people. You are very dear to me. And I approve of the punishment you have given to them. So what is God saying? He is, appears that he is favoring the poor Kumaras. Right? You were right. And these people were wrong. So now just consider, there are two parties who have a conflict and a mediator comes and he takes the side of one person. What will be the position of that person, the situation of that person? What the fool ke choda was there, yes, I was right. See, I told you, I was right. So poor Kumaras did not feel that way actually. They were listening to the Lord, being very attentive to the Lord, and they are trying to make sense of the Lord, what he is trying to say. What is the meaning of what he is trying to say? Is there a deeper meaning? Is there some indirect meaning what is Lord saying? So, Lord further said, I consider the offense done by my associates as my own offense towards you. I take the blame on me. Because they are my servants. If a servant makes a mistake, that mistake is to be accepted as the master's mistake. In this world, does it happen? If you are the boss in the office and your subordinate made a mistake, you will be sitting on his head. How come you made a mistake? And to your authorities, your superiors, you will not take the blame on yourself. I don't know, this guy made the mistake. So in this material world, people don't want to take mistake, accept the mistake of their subordinates. That is a great leader who accepts the mistake of his subordinate as his own mistake. But Lord is saying, I consider their mistake as my mistake. Their offense towards you is like I have offended you. Like the children also, right? When the children make a mistake and the other person may come to you and blame on you. So your child made this mistake. He broke my window or something. So this is your fault. You did not teach your children properly. Isn't it? And Lord considers everybody as his children. All his associates, all his devotees. Lord considers as his own children. So he is saying that their mistake, yes, I consider it as if my own mistake. And I respect the Brahmanas. Brahmanas are so dear to me. If I have committed any mistake towards them, I want to, even if from my body some mistake has happened to the Brahmanas, I will not hesitate to chop off my own arm if that conduct is found hostile towards my devotees, towards the Brahmanas. And actually my position, I am considered as a Supreme Lord. My position is because of the Brahmanas. My feet has become so sacred, so worshipable because of the Brahmanas. Lakshmi Devi, who is always associating with me, who is staying with me, doesn't want to leave me. Even though I am not attracted or attached to her, but she is always there in my service, doesn't want to leave me. That is also because of the mercy of the Brahmanas. And Brahmanas are so dear to me, people perform the yajnas, they feed the ahutis in the yajnas. I prefer actually I prefer it to Brahmanas to be fed rather than putting the ahutis in the yajnas to please me. Because Brahmanas are considered as the mouth of the Supreme Lord. So what is Lord saying here? He is pumping up these four Kumaras that your position is so special and my associates offended you. I am because of you. So if you go to somebody and tell that person, see, today whatever I am, that is all because of you. You have done so much for me. And there is some scenario like that. You go to somebody and tell, Prabhuji, aaj main jo bhi hoon, aaj maine bhakti mein jitna bhi kuch, jo bhi progress kiya, sab aapki wajah se hai. It's all because of you. all because of your guidance and all that. And that person may become very proud of that. And four Kumaras are trying to make sense of what Lord is trying to tell. What is the indirect meaning behind that? And after speaking to four Kumaras, as it appeared as if the Lord was taking side of four Kumaras, the finally Lord turned towards Jayavijay. Don't feel that I am taking their side and I am ignoring you, I am neglecting you. I care as much as for you also. So, looking at Jayavijay, then Lord again started to address four Kumaras that if somebody is very respectful to the Brahmanas, even though the Brahmanas may utter the harsh words, even though sometimes Brahmanas may become angry and speak harshly, but if the person is very polite and he accepts his mistake and they look upon the Brahmanas to pacify them by praising them in the sweet words, even if they are shouting on them or speaking the harsh words, so those people are very dear to me. Now he is taking the side of Jayavijay, because Jayavijay fell down at the feet of four Kumaras, they accepted their mistake, even though four Kumaras were angry, but the Jayavijay, they were trying to please them now. So the Lord is saying, I become very pleased with those people who are praising the Brahmanas, even though the Brahmanas may be speaking the harsh words. So now he is speaking in favor of Jayavijay. So these servants of mine has transgressed against you, not knowing the mind of their master. I shall therefore approve the curse whatever you have given to them. Although reaping the fruit of their transgression, they may return to my presence soon, and the time of their exile from my abode may expire before long. So I accept your curse on them. But I also grant them the benediction that they will be able to come back to me very soon without being long away from my presence. So Lord is accepting that. And Jayavijaya, the four Kumaras, they are actually now telling that it is very hard for us to understand you, what you are trying to say. It appears as if you are glorifying us so much that you are because of us, you are because of the Brahmanas. Actually, you don't need anybody's mercy. You are the Supreme Lord. You are worshipped by everybody. You are the protector of the Brahmanas. You are the maintainer of everybody. So you are the supreme director of this Brahmanical culture. You are considering the Brahmanas in this highest position just to set an example for other people, to teach other people. So actually, you are the supreme worshipable Lord of everybody. You don't need anybody's mercy. Everybody needs your mercy. So please forgive us if we have committed any mistake. We are also ready to suffer any consequences. Whatever punishment you wish to avoid. So now listen, what these four Kumaras are saying. Earlier they were telling Jayavijay, you are imposters. Who put you in this position here, right? Who made you stand here as the doorkeepers? You don't belong here. Now, they are telling the Lord that we are also ready to accept any punishment. And if you think your attendants have committed any mistake, they have committed any offense, then whatever punishment you wish to award on these two innocent people, now they are saying, these two innocent people, or also to us, we shall accept it without duplicity. So if you want, you can punish them also, even though they are very innocent people. And if you want, you can punish us also, and we will accept. Now this is a perfect conflict resolution. A mediator comes, and both parties are ready to accept their mistake. And they are ready to make any negotiation. Right, so the Lord is the perfect negotiator. So how to solve any conflict? As soon as we have Lord as the center, all the conflicts can be resolved. If we are acting based on our own whims, then there are conflicts. But if we are thinking from the point of view of the Lord, what will please the Lord, then there is no conflict. So in the social circle, why there are so many problems, so many conflicts happen? Because people are not keeping God in center, Krishna in center. They are keeping themselves as the center. Right? What about me? Why did that person say that? Why did that person do that? So it's all about me, 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 me. That's why there is conflict. But if there is Lord in the center, then there will be no scope of conflicts. So the four Kumara said, please, whatever you want to do, whatever you desire, we will accept this. We understand that we have cursed this to faultless person. So now they made their position very clear that we completely agree, understand that we have cursed these faultless people. They were just doing their duty. We just became angry. Somebody stopped us and we became angry without understanding what is their intention, why they are stopping us. Maybe they need to check our ID cards or something. Right? And we just became angry. How dare you ask for my identity? I am very superior personality. You have to let me go without doing my screening, without doing my security check. So the Lord said, okay, don't worry. Whatever punishment actually you have awarded on these two people, this is ordained by me only. That was my plan only. You are just the instrument. So therefore, they should fall down into the demoniac family or into the material world. But they will be firmly united with me through their mental concentration intensified by anger. So Jayavijay, what did they desire? That grant us the benediction, we never forget the Lord. So Lord said, yes, based on your curse, they will fall down into the material world, into the demoniac family, and they will always remember me in anger. They will be always have a reciprocation with me in anger. And then they will return to my presence shortly. So the four Kumaras accepted whatever the plan of the Lord was. They said, okay, whatever your desire is, let that happen. They paid obeisances to the Lord and they departed back from Vaikuntha to come back. They had just gone for visit. They had not gone to settle there permanently. They had gone there out of inquisitiveness. सिर्फ उनको एक जिज्ञासा हुआ था वैकुंठ है कैसा भगवान देखने में है कैसे सो आफ्टर पेइंग ऑब्लिगेशंस टू द लॉर्ड द फोर कुमारस केम बैक एंड नाउ लॉर्ड स्पोक टू जयविजय सो नाउ यू शुड डिपार्ट फ्रॉम दिस वैकुंठ बट डोंट फियर वरी नॉट ऑल ग्लोरीज अनटू यू इवन दो आई वॉज केपेबल ऑफ नलिफाइंग द कर्स गिवन बाय दिस ब्राह्मणस बट आई विल नॉट डू दैट On the contrary, it has my approval. I also approve that curse of these brahmanas. So this departure from Vaikuntha was actually earlier told by Lakshmi. This was earlier Lakshmi's desire also. So this was not the first time Jayavijay stopped anybody. So this time Jayavijay had stopped four Kumaras to enter. Earlier actually once four Kumaras stopped Lakshmi Devi. So Lakshmi Devi had come out from the inner chambers of the Lord and Lord was taking rest and Lakshmi Devi came back to go back inside and this Jayavijay stopped her. You can't enter. Lord is taking rest right now. Nobody is allowed to enter. We don't want any disturbance to the Lord. And Lakshmi became very angry. How dare you are stopping me? I am the consort of the Lord. And he was stopping me. And later on when Lakshmi went inside, she was very angry at this Jayavijay. And she complained it to the Lord. Just imagine, wife goes to the husband and she complains. Kaun se security guard paal rakhe hai bhai? Mujhe bhi andar aane de rahe. कुछ करो इनका, they need to learn the etiquettes. So Lakshmi complained to Narayan that these gatekeepers, security people, they are very rude, they were stopping me to enter. So earlier it was Lakshmi's desire to punish you. So it was already ordained, it was already planned. And there is a confidential reason why you need to fall down from this Vaikuntha world to this material world. Earlier, Jai Vijay had this desire to please the Lord in Viryaras, that we want to have fight with the Lord. But now that is not possible in spiritual world. That's not possible in Vaikuntha. In Vaikuntha, there is no sort of fight, no conflict like that. And that also with the Supreme Lord. But they had the desire to enjoy Viryaras with the Supreme Lord. And Lord thought to fulfill that desire that, yes, I also want to enjoy this Viryaras, and these two, my associates, Jai Vijay, they will fulfill that desire. So for that purpose, they have to go to the material world. And I will take my incarnation, I will come there and have great fight, nice fight with them. So this was already planned. That is the confidential reason behind your fall down. So you go to the material world, but don't worry, you will always remember me, even though in anger. And soon after fulfilling, you will come back. So actually in other Puranas, in Sakanda Purana, I describe that there are two options given to Jai Vijay. Ultimately it's all Lord's plan. So there are two options given. Either you can go away from me for 7 lifetimes, or as devotees, 7 lifetimes as devotees, or you can just go for 3 lifetimes as my enemies. You take birth in the Vanyak family and be my enemies. And then at the end of that, you will come back. So Jai Vijay chose to take birth as the enemies of the Lord. So that is how Jai Vijay fell down from Vaikuntha to material world. So Brahma is describing this to all the Devi Devatas. Now that Jai Vijay, after falling from Vaikuntha Jagat, they have entered into the womb of Diti. They have taken shelter into the womb of Diti. And because of these two people who are going to be very demonic people, enemies of the Lord, because of that, the whole world, the three worlds are filled with darkness because of their prowess, their power. So they will torture the whole world, all the Devi Devatas will be tortured. But do not worry, Lord will personally come and kill these demonic people and will free all the Devi Devatas from this anxiety. So like that, Brahma told about this background, who are these people who have taken shelter into the home of Diti? So now, every story has a symbolic representation also. So what is the symbolic representation? See, these four Kumaras, they represent these different processes of self-realization. Smaranam, Shravanam, Mananam, Bhajanam, Dhyanam. So these are the different processes of self-realization. And when the living entity wants to engage in self-realization, these two doorkeepers, Jai Vijay, what are these two doorkeepers? Mind and intelligence. Our own mind and our materially contaminated intelligence. They put obstacle on the path of living entity entering deeper into self-realization to achieve the Paramatma in the heart. So person want to go inside, deeper inside, to be able to realize the Supreme Lord by all these different processes. And our own mind and intelligence, they cause so much disturbance. They propose so many different things in this material world. Oh, you try to do this, do that, enjoy this way, that way. And the person is bound in this material world. And these two doorkeepers actually had to take birth 3 lifetimes, right? So 2 people times 3 lifetime, it represents 6 people. So these six people represent the six anarthas in the heart. So these six anarthas need to be destroyed for us to be able to become eligible to enter into Vaikuntha. So what are these six anarthas? Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Madha, Matsarya. So in the first incarnation of Jayavijaya falling down onto the material world, they appeared as Hiranyaksh and Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyaksh represents Kama. He wanted to have earth for himself. He wanted to enjoy all the opulences of the earth, all the resources of the earth. He wanted to have Bhumi Devi for himself. That is Kama. And Lord appeared as Varahadev and destroyed that Kama. And then Hiranyakashipu, when Kama is not fulfilled, what comes? Krodha. Kama Krodho Vijayate. Hiranyakashipu, he become very angry at the Supreme Lord. He killed my brother. He is my biggest enemy. The goal of my life is to destroy Vishnu. So Lord appeared as Narsingadev and he destroyed Hiranyakashipu. He killed Hiranyakashipu. He killed Krodha. So Kama is killed and Krodha is killed. And in their second incarnation, they appeared as Ravan and Kumbhakarna. So Kama, Krodha, Lobha. Ravan represents Lobha. Ravan attacked on Kubera and acquired all the wealth of Kubera. That is greed. He wanted to have Lord's consort, Sita Devi. He wanted to have all many other different women. So Ravana represents Lobha. So Lord Ramachandra killed Ravana, Lobha also. And Ravana's brother Kumbhakarna, he represents Moha. What was the activity of Kumbhakarna? Eating and sleeping. Either he is sleeping and whenever he will wake up, he will eat. So he is illusion personified. Moha. So much attachment to this eating, sleeping activities. So Lord destroyed Lobha and Moha. And then the third avatar of these two, Jayavijaya, that's next two personalities were Shishupal and Hantavakra. Shishupal represents mother. Pride. Shishupal came into the assembly of Rasviya Yajna and he started speaking ill names to Krishna. He said, who is this Krishna? This is a cowherd boy. Ye gawala, ye agar puja ki savikar kar raha. He is accepting this agar puja. How dare he thinks himself that capable? Actually, I am so powerful that I can kill Krishna also and I can kill all the Pandavas also single-handed. That was pride. What was that? Mother. So Lord Krishna killed Shishupal. He destroyed mother. And Dhantavakra represents Matsarya. Envy. He was so envious to the Lord. Lord performed Ashwamedh Yajna in one day. And he was so envy that what can anybody else do? I can do everything. Why somebody should have all these resources or all these opulences? I should have all that. So that is envy. Desire to have all those things for himself and be filling with that anger or enviousness towards other for seeing others having those things. Trying to blaspheme those. So Lord killed Dhantavakra. So Lord destroyed these six personalities which represent the six anarthas. And when these six anarthas are destroyed, then they become eligible to go back to the spiritual world. And same way, when these anarthas in our heart are destroyed completely, then we become eligible to enter into the spiritual world. Then we can become anchored to deep, go inside into self-realization. And this Jayavijaya, actually we should not consider them as some ordinary people or low-class people or blaspheme them or speak ill about them. They are the associates of the Lord. What is the glory of them actually? See, Lord was himself was telling all glories unto you. Because of you, I will get the chance to come into the material world to do my leela and people will hear about my pastime, they will become attracted to come back to the spiritual world. So they became an instrument to attract so many souls to come to the spiritual world. So this Jaya Vijay incident, one incident, it led to what? Bhagavat. Right? In the first instance, Lord Narsingh Dev appeared and Prahlad Maharaj. So that is the most glorified incident, that most glorified event in the whole Bhagavatam. Everybody, when they speak Bhagavad Katha, this particular pastime of Lord Narsingh Dev's appearance and Prahlad Maharaj, that is spoken for sure. One of the most important part of Srimad Bhagavatam. And then Ravan and Kumbhakarna, the whole Ramayana, came from that. Right? Because of Lord's appearances, Lord Ramachandra killing this Ravan and Kumbhakarna, whole Ramayana came. And then Lord Krishna killing this Shishupal and Dantavakra, the whole Mahabharata. So we have Bhagavatam, we have Ramayana, we have Mahabharata. Because of what? Because of whom? Jai Vijay. So we should be very thankful to them. This one incident led to so many, all these things, all this devotional literature, where we can hear about the glories of the Lord, we can absorb our consciousness into the pastimes of the Lord, get attracted towards the Lord, and then enter into the spiritual world. So these glorious doorkeepers, Jai Vijay ki Jai, Granthraj Bhagavatam ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada ki Jai, Anant Koti Vaishnavrinda ki Jai. So we'll stop here, and in the next session we'll discuss the torture imposed by Hiranyaksha and Lord Bharadev's appearance to destroy this Hiranyaksha. Right? So that happened in the sixth Manvantara, Chakshusha Manvantara of the current Kalpa of Brahma. So always remember, this whole Bhagavatam, all these various things which are described, they are in the current Kalpa of Brahma. They are talking about the current day of Brahma. So all these events are happening in this current day of Brahma. Starting from the first Manvantara till the seventh Manvantara, which is right now going on currently. We are in the seventh Manvantara right now. Okay? Any questions, comments?
Yeah, Dantavakra story. What is the
Dantavakra
story?
So Dantavakra was a friend of Shishupal. So when Lord Krishna killed Shishupal during Rasuya Yajna, and when he was going back to his kingdom, right, Dwarika, on the way Dantavakra attacked on Krishna. So and Lord Krishna killed Dantavakra also.
Why did they call him Dantavakra?
That is his name. I don't know if there is any significance of name Dantavakra. I don't know any particular meaning of that. As of now, it's not coming to my mind right now. If I find something, I will let you know.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dandavatam.
Nice explanation, so many things to understand here. My question is, in spiritual world, there is no hatefulness or envy, no anger, no lust, and those things.
Right.
Then we still hear this kind of scenarios where someone getting angry and someone cursing or doing all these things. So that means there is something exists, but not that kind of material envy, material hatefulness. Is something exists there, but not like what we do, like cursing each other and hateful each other in
material
world, isn't it?
Right. So in spiritual world, there is no such thing as hate or envy or all these things. These things, if on occasionally basis some particular significant event happened, that is all ordained by the Lord. That is the plan of the Lord for a particular purpose. Right. Generally, we say, Once somebody attains to the spiritual world, he doesn't fall back. So Krishna has spoken this in Bhagavad Gita also. Yad tad dham paramam mama. So that is my spiritual abode. Yad gatva na nivartante. If somebody has attained that, they don't come back into this material world again.
But then we hear about this particular pastime where Jaya Vijay had to come back to material world. So why did that happen? That is as per the will of the Lord. Somebody can come back into the material world to execute the purpose of the Lord. So that coming back is okay. That coming to material world is okay. That is the plan of the Lord as a service to the Lord. So same way, when we see any particular incident of somebody executed anger or envy towards somebody, that is a whole event as a plan of the Lord to make this whole thing happen of their coming down from spiritual world into material world, to make this as a excuse, as a reason for them to come out. It's like a play. So all these things are happening in a play.
Right,
so that is the magnanimity of the Lord. Even though he is the master of everybody, he is giving so much credit to his own devotees. That I am because of you, not that you are because of me. So he is taking that very humble position, and why Lord is doing that? He is doing it to teach lesson to others. Right? To set an example for others. The Brahmanas, the devotees of the Lord, they are special personalities. They are to be respected, given due care. Lord is known as the protector of the Brahmanas, of the devotees. Go Brahmanaya Nikayacha. So Namo Brahmanaya Devaya, Go Brahmanaya Nikayacha. Jagadvitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. So I pay obeisances to the Lord Govinda, who is the protector of the Brahmanas and the Devatas.
And looks like it is very easy to understand, in the spiritual world there is only Kamadhenu and Kalparuksha. Kalparuksha, yeah. All trees are Kalparuksha. All cows in the spiritual world are Kamadhenu.
Yes. Yes.
And, so that's why. Okay, it is nice discussion. Thank you, Prabhu. Very nice. So many things are answered.
Hare Krishna, thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Hare Krishna,
Prabhu. Yeah, Prabhu. Very wonderful class. In fact, I had a very similar question to what Swarnali Prabhu asked, and you already answered it. But a follow-up here. As I understood it, and maybe I'm wrong here, we came to this material world because of envy. But if it is said envy of Lord Krishna, but if there is no envy in the spiritual world, then how did that original root come in?
So that envy, actually, that's a very momentary envy. It's not that we have that strong desire of enjoying separate from Krishna or envious towards Krishna. It's the momentary envy that happened, and we did not fall back from the spiritual world. Actually, it's like jumping out of the spiritual world. Right? We said we want to go away from here. So falling means, when we say, oh, somebody falled, somebody fell down, somebody has fallen from here, it may appear as if somebody has pushed that person and that person fell down. Just like a 10-story building, 20th-story building, they fell down from there. So from spiritual world. Sorry, what was that,
Prabhu? That is the impression that I had, that we have fallen down.
Right, so it's not that we have fallen down, we have jumped out of that. It's like committing a suicide. I want to go away from this place. Right, I want to look at the other aspect. I want to see this material world, what kind of attractions are there, what kind of enjoyment is there. I want to get that experience.
So it is, as I understood, it is not envy as we know it in the material world.
No, it's not. Right. It's more of as a desire to enjoy separate from Krishna. That I want to experience that world also and see what is there.
Okay.
So once we have made that mistake, and after that, when we go back, after correcting ourselves, that yes, I had come here to enjoy, there is no enjoyment here. I made a mistake, I want to go back now. And when we become eligible to go back, once we go back, then there is no return back now, because we have learned our lesson.
Okay. this, I mean, apart from what you said, but take home point here is, even our thoughts matter in the material world, not just in the spiritual world. It might be just a momentary thought that has crossed our mind, but that will have a lot of repercussions.
Yes.
Because we are taking a point.
Yes, so that's why in spiritual world, actually everybody is engaged in the service of the Lord. They are completely absorbed in glorifying the Lord and serving the Lord. Right? There's no other activity. There is no sensual activities. There is no enjoyment between husband and wife, even though they are living as husband and wife. But there is no mutual attraction as a sexual attraction or anything like that. They became devotees, but the devotion also, they were able to acquire only shantas. So they are devotee in neutrality. They are not devotees in service to the Lord as dasaras because of their offense to Jayavijay, to the associates of the Lord. So they became devotee. Yes, they are devotee, but in shantas, in neutrality. So they wander around in the material world. All their job is to do preaching. Right? So they preach about the Lord. They met Narad Muni. They tell him that, okay, you should read Bhagavatam. You should recite Bhagavatam. So wherever they go, they speak about the Lord. But there is no service rendered to the Lord. Apart from speaking about the Lord.
So they don't appear in any of the leaders of...
No, not like that, right? So they don't appear. I mean, they go to many different kings also. They give pravachan to them, right? They tell them about the Lord. There is some other description also come in Bhagavatam where four Kumaras go to Prachetas or something and they talk about the Lord, give them spiritual knowledge.
So probably the second question is a little more... So
not Prachetas, again, Navyogendras. And the four Kumaras go to Navyogendras, I believe.
So the other question, Prabhu, is more on. There are multiple Vaikunthas in the spiritual world. So when the four Kumaras went, is it correct to understand that they didn't really go to Garbhodaksha Vishnu or Mahavishnu, they went to Vaikuntha Lok? Is that correct, Prabhu?
Right. So, see, Garbhodaksha Vishnu, Mahavishnu, they are at the boundary of this material world and spiritual world. Right? Causal ocean, the Karana Sagar. So that is where Mahavishnu comes and for the purpose of creation. And beyond that is spiritual sky. And inside spiritual sky are many, many Vaikuntha planets. So here he doesn't describe in which particular Vaikuntha planet they went. So he described they went to Vaikuntha world, Vaikuntha planet, entered into one of the Vaikuntha planet, and this whole incident happened.
So from the, there are multiple Vaikuntha planets, not really related to this, but if there are multiple Vaikuntha planets, and there is the material world, so is there a, for every Vaikuntha planet, So Vishnu from in Devi Vaikuntha planet has a corresponding material world.
Not a corresponding material world. See, as in the material world, I mean, there are multiple different material worlds. So it's not that there is a one-to-one correspondence to one spiritual world, and for this there is one this particular material world. There's not one-on-one assignment like that. There are innumerable spiritual worlds, and then there are material worlds. And there cannot be one-to-one correspondence. The reason is spiritual world is bigger than material world. Okay? Spiritual world, all these different spiritual worlds, those are three part vibhuti, three-fourths of the whole creation. So if spiritual world plus material world is one, out of that three-fourths is spiritual world. And only one-fourth is material world. So the size of spiritual world, number of planets in spiritual world is much more than in the material world. So there cannot be one-on-one correspondence from that point of view also.
Thank you.
Okay? Any other questions, comments? Arthur, any question?
Just the last question. You gave a meaning of it, like all four people are Arjun, Bhakti and all that. Is this Srimad Bhagavatam?
No, it's just kind of like the Acharyas, right? They try to explain what is the symbolic meaning of these different things. So these four Kumaras represents the limbs of bhakti process or something. So we can consider it as Shravanam, Mananam, Dhyanam, and Smaranam.
So it comes from Acharyas.
Right, so it is the explanation to understand the significance of this whole event in our life, how we can relate in our life.
No, because I have heard the same thing from Murari Bapu. Same thing he is trying to do. He is also giving the Bhagavat, and Murari Bapu gives you that kind of thing. That Bhagavat has a Gudarth, Shabdarth, and Bhavarth.
Right. Right. So that's like, yeah. Actually, there is another background story. Who are these Jayavijay? Who were these Jayavijay actually? So they became the doorkeeper of the Lord, but who were they? And their story relates to the story of Gajendra Mokshalila. So you know this Gajendra Mokshalila, the king of elephant, right? And he was attacked by Graha. So Gaja and Graha. So there was elephant and the crocodile. And when Gajendra went along with all his family members to take bath in the lake, he was attacked by a Graha, crocodile. And the fight went on between this Gaja and Graha for 1,000 years. And this Gajendra was losing his power. And in his previous life, he was King Indradyumna, who was trying to absorb in the devotional service, meditation on the Supreme Lord. And he was cursed to become Gajendra, the elephant. And same way, this crocodile, Graha, he was a Gandharva, Uhu. And he was also cursed by a sage to become a Graha. So this Gaja and Graha, they had a big fight. And when Gajendra was losing his power, he remembered from his previous life about the Supreme Lord, and he picked up a lotus flower from the lake and offered it to the Lord, called out to the Lord. And Lord immediately came riding on to the Garuda, and he protected this Gajendra and killed this Graha. So both of them, they got delivered. So Lord picked this Gajendra from his trunk and took him into the spiritual world. And this Graha also. So both Gajendra and Graha, they achieved liberation. They achieved Sarupya Mukti, like the associates of the Lord, in the same form. So this Gaja and Graha, these are the two doorkeepers who became Jayavijay as a doorkeeper of the Lord. So this incident happened at what point of time? You want to ask that? Okay. So this incident happened in 4th Manvantara. So as I earlier said, right, this is the whole thing is in the current day of Brahma only. So in the 4th Manvantara, this pastime of Gajendra Mokshila came, where Lord as Ajita came and protected this Gajendra. So in 4th Manvantara, they became eligible to go back to spiritual world. They became the two doorkeepers, Jayavijay. And in the beginning of 6th Manvantara, this incident of cursing of Jayavijay came from the 6 Kumaras, where they fell down from the material world, became the son of Diti and Kashyap. So Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, they comes in the, they come in sixth man mantra. Okay? So that's why we say, right, as here I told, Varaha avatar of the Lord, it happened in the sixth man mantra, the Nilvara, sixth man mantra, which is known as Chakshusha man mantra. Okay, so that was another little background. Who was Jaya Vijay actually?
The encyclopedia of Jaya Vijay.
Bhagavatam is the scriptures as encyclopedia, right? We are learning from the scriptures. Otherwise, from where we will get all that understanding, that knowledge. Okay, so we'll stop here. Grantraj Bhagavatam ki ja, Srila Prabhupada ki ja, Ananta Kodi Vaishnavrinda ki ja,
Srila Prabhu ki ja,
Srila Prabhupada ki ja.